Clear the screen, shift the scene. You're the writer of this dream. Let go of fear, let go of doubt. Stop playing the version that pulls you out. Clear the screen, clear the noise. Choose again, you've got the choice. The story changes when you see. Anxiety came to set you free.
Thank you for being here, Brian. We're so excited to let you experience, or invite you to experience, what we call the anxiety clearing exercise. Short for, or it's ACE for short, because we love acronyms. We love jargon.
I like ACE as an acronym. That's cool.
Yeah. So we're going to ACE and replace with some timeline cleanup. So this, what we're going to call this whole experience, clear the screen. Okay. Because really what life is a big screen, right? Whatever we project out onto our screen in our mind is what our reality is. And so when we get to anxiety, it is literally just the screen of worry, right? You're have a movie playing of something that you're worried about, something that you think may not go right, or you have some anxiety around, or worry, or stress. That's pretty much all that is. And so what we're going to teach you today is how to literally clear the screen and put up the picture that you want of success.
And we can absolutely do that, because the unconscious mind doesn't know the difference between what's on that screen as imagined or reality. And when we break it down, all anxiety is imagined, because whatever we have anxiety about hasn't even happened yet. So we're imagining the negative. And when we clear the screen, we flip it so we can imagine the positive, the outcome right that you actually want.
And see, go ahead, Brian.
I was mumbling, let's do it.
Okay. Well, the other thing I just wanted to note here is that, you know, people think emotions are like negative emotions are bad, and that's not the case. Negative emotions are there to serve a purpose. And literally what anxiety is, think of like rumble strips on the highway. You know, you've ever been driving in the rumble strips and all of a sudden go, oh, and your car is really literally saying, Brian, wake up, pay attention, you're going off the road. That is really what anxiety's purpose is the unconscious mind telling you, hey, Brian, stop focusing on what you don't want. Start focusing on what you do want.
I like that. Rumble strips.
Exactly. And so once it does that and you start thinking about what you want, that's why the anxiety disappears, because it's done its purpose. That's all its mission was in that moment.
Right. And
again, back to the rumble strips. It's telling you to get back in the lane that you want to be in. And you can't be in two lanes at the same time. You have to choose one. So choose the positive lane. Choose the outcome that you want lane. It's a choice.
Right. I love that. Rumble strips. I literally was just thinking, like, sometimes you fall asleep at the wheel, right? Or you fall asleep at where you're driving, and you know where you want to go, but you sometimes have distractions that are going on and it pulls you off. And it's good when you think of anxiety not as something super uncomfortable, but something that's telling you something.
Totally.
Yep.
Exactly. Exactly.
So we know you've come prepared with something that you have some anxiety around. The other question, Brian, we want to ask you is, are you ready to release it?
Yes. Let's do it.
Good. And the reason we ask that is sometimes the unconscious mind has reasons beyond what we can comprehend with our conscious mind. And so we want that congruency with the conscious and the unconscious that you are ready to release it. Because again, as you know, I've talked to you in length about this type of work. And when we work with the unconscious mind, it doesn't necessarily make sense. And it's not something that we are used to accessing all the time, because we're just in our little monkey mind all the time. And so we want to be able to let our conscious mind just go take a break, right? Let it go sing Mary Had a Little Lamb over here in the corner, while our unconscious mind does what it needs to do. So as long as you can follow the instructions of what Melissa and I say, and we just go back and forth, we'll guide you through the process. As long as you can do the imagination piece, which that's what the conscious mind is imagining, it will release.
That's great.
Do you have any questions?
No, I'm ready.
All right. Tell us what you're anxious about.
Recently, I have been bumping up my production. So I've been, you know, writing new material, and I've been preparing for an event that has multiple CEOs coming to it. So, you know, where I am teaching them how to do business. And traditionally, I've been sort of this expert in the room of being the business person that teaches, you know, other partners, but not necessarily business people. And it's causing me to stretch myself to A, understand, like, how do I do an event? B, am I even capable of doing it to the level that is my standard? And so I've got that coming up, and that gives me some level of anxiety. And I feel the imposter syndrome sort of anxiety coming in. I need to be reminded of all of the work that I've been putting into all of these programs that I've been doing for decades and my own unique personal ability to do it, instead of focusing on the rumble strips of, you know, oh my gosh, what if I don't deliver what they came for?
Right. Now, is there a specific event that you are having some anxiety about right now? Because that seems like it's more of a, we want to focus on like one specific event. And you can use it for any event as you want, but for the exercise, one specific event.
I think we should probably do the three-day MBA. I've got multiple products that I started putting out at once. And if what you're saying, Billy, is I need to focus in on one so that it's more effective and it translates to the others, I would say let's do the three-day MBA event.
And that's in August?
That's in August.
And now if in what we're going to teach you today, you can use this anytime the anxiety starts creeping up, you can use it again. So it's not like a one-and-done thing, right? This is like use as needed. So if there's
Can I use it by myself or do I need... Okay.
Absolutely.
Right.
Yeah. This work is all about empowering you to do it and to remind you again that, oh, this is how this is happening. The anxiety is coming. Oh, it's my unconscious mind saying I'm focusing on the wrong thing.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Right? Basically clearing the screen from the horror show to make it into the love story is what we aim for.
Right. I like it.
Beautiful. So, Brian, it's August. What's the date in August that this...
August 20th through the 22nd. It ends on the 22nd, but then there's an event right after on the 23rd that I'm holding that it's kind of dovetailed. So do we do the 22nd or the 23rd?
Let's do the 23rd because we want to have you go out 15 minutes past the end of the event. So let's put all of that together. And
my gut tells me we should do the 22nd. My gut tells me the 22nd because I feel a release from the actual three-day MBA, and then we're going into a retreat the next day. Okay. So I'm thinking the 22nd just based on that.
Okay. Beautiful. And then as we've said, if you want to use this again after we're done here today, as often as needed, you'll have the tool to be able to do so. So we always calibrate before we start. So on a scale of 1 to 10, with 1 being low and 10 being high, what is your level of anxiety around this three-day MBA event in August?
6.
It's a 6. Okay. Beautiful. Now, Brian, I want you to close your eyes and I want you to take a deep inhale and a deep exhale a couple of times. I want you to ground down into your body.
Uncross your arms, anything else that you have crossed.
Release it all. Get out of your thinking head, get down into your body. And you're probably aware that we actually store time in relation to our body. And it may be left to right, up or down, front to back, however your unconscious mind stores time is exactly perfect for you. And I want you to now ask your unconscious mind, where is my future? In what direction to my body? And point in that direction. Perfect. Thank you. Now what I'd like you to do, Brian, is I want you to just float up above the timeline, out into your future, into the direction that you pointed, 15 minutes past the successful completion of your three-day MBA event on August 22nd, 2025. And I want you to notice the successful completion of that event. I want you to see the people around you cheering and celebrating, congratulating you for all that you've accomplished, all the ways that you helped people that attended that event. And feel the pride. Feel your own excitement, your own energy. You're pumped. This was so amazing, this event. You're so proud of yourself. And now tomorrow you're going to dovetail it with this wonderful retreat. And I want you to have that image up on the screen and really feel into it. And now I just want you to stop and ask yourself, where's the anxiety?
Look back towards now and ask yourself, where's the anxiety? Is it gone?
Almost.
Okay. So let's pump up the what we call the submodalities of that picture. Really want you to, what are you seeing? What are you hearing? What are you feeling?
Do you want me to conjugate words around it? Okay.
In your mind, I just want you to bring up that picture. What are you seeing, hearing, and feeling after the successful, whatever your definition of successful completion is of that 3-day event? So it couldn't have gone any better than you could have imagined. And bring that picture up on the screen. And when you've got that, turn and look toward now and ask yourself, where's the anxiety? Is it still there? Is it gone?
Gone.
Beautiful.
Beautiful. So now, I just want you to come back along your timeline, back to now, come down into the room, and open your eyes.
Welcome back.
Thanks. Good. Very good. I enjoyed that.
So, on a scale, because we always recalibrate, on a scale of 1 to 10, where is your anxiety now?
Less than 1.
Beautiful. Yeah, so let's future pace this. So say let's, you know, later today, maybe this weekend or on Monday when you get back at your desk and you're going to start working on it and the anxiety comes, how will it be different?
How will it be different?
Yeah. Knowing what you
know. Yeah, I mean, just I'll start focusing on the projector that I want.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And then just imagining it. I would guess that the longer and more intense that I can imagine it, the better.
Just like everything we do in this work, it's like creating the habit of the mind. So right now your mind's saying, let's go this way. Let's think about what to worry, right? Because that's just the programming. We're programmed to think about what can go wrong. So as you start telling your brain, no, not this way, go that way. No, not this way, go that way. The more you do it, the more that little bunny trail now that you have created is going to turn into like a sidewalk and then a 2-lane road and then an 8-lane highway, that you don't need it as much, right? It's just like going to the gym. The first time you're going to go, it's going to hurt to do like an exercise you haven't done. And as you go, start lifting the weights and it doesn't hurt anymore. It's the same concept with neurology, is you're literally training your brain to do this instead of that.
Yeah, wonderful.
And now because life is life, and if something happens and anxiety shows up, because, you know, we all get there, same, it's now you recognize it more and you know that, hey, that's the rumble strips. I better focus over on what I want. And now you've got this tool to get you out of that. Instead of what happens is a lot of people get stuck in the anxiety, right? How much time and energy do you spend being stuck in the what if it goes wrong? Or all that now be devoted into moving forward.
And then, you know, when you clear that anxiety, it shows up in the physical typically, right? Like you imagine it in the non-physical and then you get to experience that and more in the physical. That's powerful.
Yes, because you get what you focus on, right?
Mm-hmm.
But back to Billy's point a moment ago, we get stuck in the anxiety. It's because the anxiety shows up and we start to focus on the anxiety and we worry about having more anxiety. So we get more anxiety. Now you have the awareness, oh, that's the rumble strip. That means my focus is misplaced right now. Therefore, I need to reset my focus, clear the screen, and focus over here. And back to what I said at the beginning, the unconscious mind doesn't know the difference between real or imagined. And so we literally imagine what we want. That shifts our focus because we were imagining what we didn't want anyway. And to your point earlier, you said the longer and more intensely I do this, the more effective it is. It doesn't have to be long. The unconscious mind is really fast. The intensity of it really helps, right? Initially, you said the anxiety wasn't completely gone. And so Billy had you pump that up a little bit more. And you intensified that screen, and that allowed the anxiety to release.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful.
It's not like you need to spend 3 hours in a meditation doing this. It isn't about length of time. It is intensity, and then the unconscious mind works very quickly.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
That's helpful.
Everything serves a purpose, right? And our unconscious mind is literally the 90% of our mind that we ignore a lot of times because we're just up here in our little conscious ego mind, right? Because that's all that is. The unconscious mind serves a purpose. It's there to protect us. And so when you start worrying about things, obviously, remember, as you know this, like, you know, the chemicals that are being released in the body is affecting our state. And then when it affects our state, it affects our behavior. And so it's all connected. And this simple little technique just, boom, keeps you back on track, keeps you back on track. Because as you know, the whole law of attraction is a thing, right? You get what Melissa said. And so what people always goes wrong in my life and be like, well, check what you're focusing on. What are you saying to yourself?
Yeah, where focus goes, your energy will come to it and flow.
Beautiful. Thank you so much, Brian. And use this, right? Share this with people, right? You know, this is such a simple technique. And this is why Melissa and I really decided now to just literally teach people how to clear the screen. Because our thoughts are literally what create our reality. Right. Energy, there's so much power in our thought and we don't realize it because we are programmed to think negative. And so we're just, you know, programming our mind to be like, hey, let's focus on the love story instead of the horror show. Enough of that.
And this is
the technique
that we have that helps clear the screen.
Okay. Sure. Well, love to see the other ones. Thank you guys both and happy Friday.
Happy Friday.
Bye.
See ya. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much for joining us for this episode of the Clear the Screen Show. If you love what you heard, take a screenshot, post it on social media, and tag us because we would love to celebrate you.
And if you want to go deeper, scan the QR code, check out our Light Circle membership. This is a community where it's going to serve you and uplift you and empower you, because when you end your anxiety, that's where your abundance begins. And when you can amplify you, then you can impact others.